Follow that ship, Hen, Ginson directed crisply. Not too close, but don't lose him. He then relayed to the others the orders which had been intercepted.
The same formula, huh?
Van Buskirk roared, and...
Just another lieutenant, that sounds like, not Boscone himself, Thorndyke added.
Perhaps so, perhaps not, the Grey Lensman was merely thoughtful. It doesn't prove a thing except that Helmuth was not Boscone, which was already fairly certain. If we can prove that there is such a being as Boscone, and that he isn't in this galaxy, well, in that case, we'll go somewhere else, he concluded with grim finality. The chase was comparatively short, leading toward a yellowish star around which swung 8 average-sized planets. Toward one of these flew the unsuspecting pirate, followed by the patrol vessel, and it soon became apparent that there was a battle going on. One spot upon the planet's surface, either a city or a tremendous military base, was domed over by a screen which was one blinding glare of radiance. And for miles in every direction, ships of space were waging spectacularly devastating warfare. Kinnison shot a thought down into the fortress, and with the least possible introduction or preamble, got into touch with one of its high officers. He was not surprised to learn that those people were more or less human in appearance, since the planet was quite similar to Tellus in age, climate, atmosphere, and mass.
"Yes, we are fighting Bosconia," the answering thought came coldly clear. "We need help, and badly. Can you?" "We're detected!"
Kinnison's attention was seized by a yell from the board.
"They're all coming at us at once!"
Whether the scientists of Boscone developed the detection nullifier before or after Helmuth's failure to deduce the lensman's use of such an instrument is a nice question, and one upon which a great deal has been said. While interesting, the point is really immaterial here. The facts remaining the same, that the pirates not only had it at the time of the patrol's first visit to the second galaxy, but had used it to such good advantage that the denizens of that recalcitrant planet had been forced in sheer desperation of self-preservation to work out a scrambler for that nullification and to surround their world with its radiations. They could not restore perfect detection, but the condition for complete nullification was so critical that it was a comparatively simple matter to upset it sufficiently so that an image of a sort was revealed, and at that close range any sort of an image was enough. The Dauntless, approaching the planet, entered the zone of scrambling and stood revealed plainly enough upon the plates of the enemy vessels. They attacked instantly and viciously. Within a second after the lookout had shouted his warning, the outer screens of the patrol ship were blazing incandescent under the furious assaults of a dozen Bosconian beams.